Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we wait out this Deshaun Watson thing, and whether or not there will be a suspension, I think for the most part, if I were to take a straw poll, and I know those are dangerous, but I would say that I'd probably go 70-30 that people think some sort of discipline. I'm not even getting into length there necessarily, but I think some sort of discipline is probably coming simply because, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing or fair or unfair. Like, I've heard people say that. I was thinking about this today. I heard somebody say on the radio on a national show, like, well, Roger Goodell's got to suspend Deshaun Watson because it's just a bad look.
It's a bad look. They've got to do it for the public perception.
Yeah, and they can't. The other thing is, more to the point, has been they can't let this thing drag on into the season. And I guess my immediate thought is, okay, yeah, you don't want it to drag on into the season. We certainly get that. But what if you don't have... Like, what if you really don't have an answer? Like, I don't want to see the end. They're making it sound like, and this is, I can't necessarily say this is the NFL. These are people covering this whole thing. But they're basically saying, to a man, pretty much everyone has been saying, you know what? This is just too bad. They're not going to let this thing drag on. There's just no way. If they have all the facts, and Sue Robinson will be the one making the decision on the suspension, and then if there's the appeal, Roger Goodell would then weigh in. But I don't like hearing it phrased that way. Like, just tell me that, hey, you know what? This is the optics aren't good, and I think the NFL is going to wrap up their investigation sooner rather than later because they want some sort of resolution. And hell, we all want the Browns want resolution. The Browns fans want resolution
for sure.
But I don't like hearing, you know, well, this is a bad look. So the NFL, because it almost sounds like, well, we're already going to do something just because we can't have this hanging over our heads. Well, that's not fair.
Right.
I don't think. But let's say that there is some sort of discipline. There's a suspension of some sort. Do you get the feeling that the Haslams knew going in, and this is not to say like, oh, we think he's completely innocent or we think he's guilty. But I think they knew. The Browns had to have felt like a suspension could be in the works for the first season. Do you think this has been more about, you know what, we know that fans are going to be a little bit upset, and we know this is going to be a bit of a, a big obstacle early on, but we're playing the long game here, right? Like, if we get to year three, let's just hypothetically say, we get to year three, and this Browns team is in the AFC Championship game, or God forbid, they're playing in the Super Bowl. Like, don't you kind of feel like the Haslams know and all of us know, like, well, that's, hey, we'll kind of, fair or unfair, right or wrong for some people, fans are just going to say, hey, ultimately, as long as he gets us to the promised land and hopefully gets a championship, I think that's really what most folks are going to be concerned with. I think that'll all be, I don't want to say forgotten, but like, if in year three, if we get to year three,
right,
and this is a Super Bowl team, I don't think anybody's really going to be bringing that up a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, winning is what, you know, cures all, you know, everything. I mean, whether it's something bad, whether it's a, you know, you're bringing a player in
who's
got a checkered past, like all these things. We saw it with Kareem Hunt. Once he started scoring touchdowns and was out of the news and really kind of minded his own business, got his life back on track, things were fine.
Right.
I'm guessing, will probably be the same way for Watson. You know, the people that are against him, we talk about this all the time with Big Ben. And in the way that, you know, his situation, went down there in Pittsburgh, you know, he had his situation early on where he settled a case. He was accused of similar things.
Yep.
Different scenario, but was accused of things. That thing settled. And then he gets the walk of fame.
He couldn't get him off the field. I mean, they wouldn't let him get up there.
And everyone's cheering for the guy. I mean, Super Bowl champion multiple times.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Deshaun Watson wins a championship for Cleveland. No one's going to remember this.
Yeah.
Or at least talk about it the way that they were talking about it now.
216,
people will remember. I shouldn't say that.
216-578-0092 and on Twitter at Chico923, the fan, at DustinFox37. Should a fan feel guilty? Because I've had fans say to me, like, you know, hey, I care obviously about what these victims, if the alleged victims, if in fact it's true, I care, you know, that this happened to them. Like, some fans can be in a situation where they say, hey, I support the Cleveland Browns, and ultimately all I care about is necessarily what happens on Sunday. I'm not looking for these guys to be role models necessarily. Now, some of them are by default, as we always know. But I think some fans feel like, well, if I just go with that, if I just say that, hey, I'm just concerned with how the Browns play for 3 hours on a Sunday, I shouldn't have to feel guilty or be criticized by someone who does. And again, that's why this is so wide open, because if somebody does feel the opposite way, they're open to do that, and they certainly have every right to do that. But I think along the same lines, I think some fans also have the right to say, you know what? I'm not saying that Deshaun Watson's a great guy. I'm not saying that this didn't happen, and I'm not saying that if it did happen that I condone it. What I am saying is I'm just a football fan. I'm just a Browns fan. I just, you know, I don't want this to happen, but ultimately all I care about is football. And I don't think I don't think fans should feel guilty if, in fact, they have that stance on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that way to some degree. I mean, I feel a little dirty about him being here right now with the situation, what it is.
Sure.
But I'm also kind of excited about what the team's going to be. I think some people, frankly, maybe a lot of people feel that way.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Yeah, 216-578-0092. It's almost like if you saw somebody on the street, or let's say you're out at a bar or a restaurant around a group of people, and somebody says, you know, hey, what do you think of the Watson stuff? Let's say your response, as opposed to, yeah, I don't know if something's going to happen. What if your response is, dude, I am so pumped to have him as our quarterback. Like, can you imagine? Like, I don't think someone should feel guilty about that. But then there's probably somebody in that group also going, oh, my God, how can you say you're excited with everything going on? And I think it's a conflict for a lot of fans out there. Like, there are some that they're almost afraid to say, not that he's guilty or innocent, but just, I'm excited about having Deshaun Watson here, because they feel like, oh, well, then I'm going to get something from somebody else going, oh, so you don't care? No, it's not that at all.
Right.
And I think part of that is just, I'm not going to go down this road, but I think part of it is just where we are in society. Like, if you feel a certain way, then this means you also feel this way. And that's not true. Like, you can say that I'm genuinely excited and pumped up to have Deshaun Watson as the quarterback of the Browns, and also say, well, no, of course I don't condone that sort of behavior that's alleged, and go from there. But I'm curious if some fans feel that guilt, because I've heard from some that have said that, and I'm just curious, because I think, you know, look, you love your team, and you should be able to love your team. You can go down that rabbit hole of, well, you have kids and role models, and, well, is that, you know, really what you want your kid? That's something that you've got to do as a parent, I guess. And if that's the stance you take that, hey, you know what? I don't want you rooting for this guy. Well, that's your prerogative as a parent. But I think also if someone says, I'm rooting for my football team. And for 3 hours on Sunday, they are a distraction. Or for 3 hours on, you know, Thursday night, they're a distraction. That's all they are. And I don't look at them as, man, you know, I can't believe this conflict of interest is going on. Just curious to hear what some of the fans have to say about that. Obviously, they knew something could happen in 2022. But I think this is more about the long game. Now, you're not going to hear, I mean, clearly you're not going to hear the Haslam stand up and say that, that, well, you know, hey, this is more about we want in year three, we want, but let's face it. I'm sure that that thought has crossed their mind. I'm sure that that's probably somewhat of the plan, and for fans as well. Like, I'm sure they are totally aware of the fact that there could be a lot of pushback. There's already pushback, but there could be more pushback if he's suspended. And then, well, that compromised our 2022 season. Okay, we'll bite the bullet. We'll still try to make the playoffs. But, folks, he signed for 5 years, and I think that is ultimately what their plan is as well. I'm just curious from a fan standpoint. Like, you know, this weekend's a perfect example.
Yeah, right? Sure.
You got Memorial Day holiday weekend. You're probably going to be getting together with family or friends or cooking out. And inevitably, if it's conversations around here in Cleveland, it's going to be, hey, what do you think about Deshaun Watson? And I wonder how many people are like, do they feel guilty or have to really think about what their response is? Like, are they, well, if I say I'm excited about having him here, does that mean that I'm going to tick off, Aunt Judy over here, who's going to say, well, why do you don't care about? And I know I'm sounding like I'm being facetious or sarcastic, but I think it's a real thing for some fans that, you know, and if you feel the other way too, like I have no problem with someone who says, yeah, I just can't focus on Deshaun and the football team and the football player with all this stuff. You're totally entitled to that. But I also think the same is true on the other side. If a fan says, you know what, I'm just a fan of the Cleveland Browns. I'm rooting for my team, which means I'm rooting for this quarterback. And you know what? I'm excited to have him here to win a lot of football games for the Browns. I think both are okay. But I think those that feel that way, I think they do feel a little bit of guilt. Let's go to the phones here. 216-578-0092. We got Eric next up on the fan. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, bud?
What's up, man?
I do feel a little bit of guilt. I actually really struggle with this because of the fact that there's kind of been a longstanding premise of you shop your beliefs. Whatever side you're on, doesn't matter. You try to shop at places that agree with what you believe. And that puts me in a bit of a pickle because I don't think promoting a guy who has been alleged to do the things he did is a good thing. And then I think there's even more complications with it of, Baker was a popular guy and he's gone and we got Deshaun in. And from a pure football perspective, that's a good thing. But it doesn't change it. It's like everything upheaval is caused some problems. But yeah, I think the guilt's real in me, and I don't really know what to do with it because I've been a Browns fan since Bernie.
Right.
And then this guy comes along. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do now? Because I can't root for another team.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. And see, I think somebody out there is saying, well, you shouldn't have to. I'm not saying somebody should or shouldn't be a Browns fan because of this. But right. I, like Eric said, and this is my whole point to this, there are people out there that feel guilty if they just say, you know, I'm excited to have him here. Now, does that mean I condone whatever's being alleged if, in fact, it's to be true or whatever? No, of course not. But, you know, at the same time, yeah, this guy is an elite quarterback, and I think when you look at the talent around this Browns football team surrounding Deshaun Watson, when he's able to get on the field, and maybe that's right away, but when he's able to get on the field, this could be one of the best football teams in the league, And oh, by the way, this is a fan base, let's face it, they've been dragged through the mud for the better part of two decades. So I find it hard to like say to a fan who says, yeah, I'm just excited to have them. I find it hard to say to that fan, well, shame on you. You know, you don't know what's, it's a touchy subject, a very touchy subject. All right, let's go to Dennis next up on the fan. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
it. I'm 53 years old. I've been a lifelong diehard fan of the Browns. Longtime season ticket holder in the old stadium. And just real quick before I get to my point, I was there for the final game, and I'll never forget that, seeing like signs on bed sheets saying jump outs. I mean, that was just, I've never seen anything so loud before. But in regards to the current situation, I'm not here to be high and mighty and judge people who are going to be able to separate the facts about Deshaun the person and Deshaun the quarterback, right? But I don't know. For me, it just crosses the line, and my trenches won't let me root for them. And I don't know if that's going to change, but for now, I just can't. And, you know, that's awful because I feel like I've lost my team for the second time, you know, when they went to Baltimore and now. I don't know. It's pretty awful, but I know, you know, everyone's going to have their own opinion. But for me, it just seems like a big loss.
Dennis, appreciate your opinion, buddy, and have a good weekend. Good holiday weekend. 216-578-0092. Right back to the phones. Nick wants to chime in here on Afternoon Drive. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, I'm 69, and I've been following him a long time, too. But I feel a little bit dirty, but I also feel that show the other day was one-sided. And I'm going to follow him, and I'm going to tell you the big reason why. He was never indicted. And that kind of mixes everything up a little bit. And we waited so long to have somebody at the helm to run this team to get us to the promised land, you know, in spite of all those, the fumble and the drive and red right 88, all that stuff. So, you know what, I'm going to overlook it. You know, I might not feel great about him. He's going to have to prove himself like Hunt did. But, you know, we forgot about that, just like you guys already said. People forgot about Ben's transgressions, you know what I mean? So I'm behind him, you know?
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Fair enough.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think there's, and I'm getting some feedback now on Twitter, and I understand, like, you know, there's going to be some that also say, hey, you know what? I'm not asking you, I guess this is the best way to say it. No one's asking you to ignore anything and just bury your head in the sand. But I also think it's okay to say, hey, you know what? I don't have everything in front of me right now. But even aside from that, my deal with the Cleveland Browns is they're not my moral compass, right? I'm just, they're something that I've grown up with, as a lot of fans have already indicated. I've been a Browns fan all my life. I've been a Browns fan all my life personally. Dustin, I think you have too.
Sure.
And so, you know, yeah, that all I'm looking for from the Browns is to, you know, I hopefully they can be a winning football team and be entertainment for me and be a fun distraction for me. Like, I'm not looking for them to be a moral compass. Now, some will say that just comes with the territory, and that's fair too if that's the way you feel. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got Ray next up on the fan. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How are you? Okay, I'm doing pretty good. So I want to say that I don't have any problem with Deshaun Watson being on the team. I mean, I saw this guy, our last quarterback, I watched every game he played because I'm a Browns fan. And I saw a stacked offense not be able to move. You know, they were looking stagnant. I didn't understand that. So now we have a playmaker at the QB position. But anyway, I want to say what he did, he brought that on himself, okay? And the same with the ladies or what have you. I'm not saying they brought it themselves. But what I'm saying is both of them got caught up. So they'll have to deal with that. This guy would have been in an NFL regardless. He would have been playing for somebody. He's playing for our team. And so, you know, we have a right to root for this guy. I don't hate women. They'll figure it all out. And it's all good. But another thing I wanted to bring up, this guy will be our quarterback for the next 5 years. Okay, 5 or 6 years. I mean, I wouldn't try to assassinate this guy's character. He made a mistake, and he has to deal with that. And so he'll be, you know, having to work that all out. So I guess that's all I wanted to say, but that's it. Bye. Right.
Thank you, Ray.
All right. Appreciate it. That's all I wanted to say.
Denise wants to weigh in. Hello, Denise.
Denise.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Listen, for me, it's not this deep. I'm a female, and I tend to side with females, you know, on most things. I just find it interesting that so many people are torn about something that a person was never convicted of. These are merely accusations at this point. And from what I'm understanding, listening to the both of the lawyers on your show this week and looking at the program this week, I'm tending to side with Deshaun, and it breaks my heart really to say that. But I'm not finding anything that says this man is culpable of any crime. And in that respect, being a Browns fan, if he's the quarterback, then he's the quarterback.
Okay.
I root for the team as a whole.
Right. No, Denise, and I totally respect that. I guess my question to you would be, you're saying right now there's been nothing, but let's hypothetically say that the NFL does decide, well, you know what, it was some of this was against our conduct policy. Is that going to affect, and it sounds like your answer would be no, would that affect how you root for the Browns moving forward if, in fact, something comes out and it doesn't look good for Deshaun Watson? Because he can just be somebody that he's just my quarterback. He's not somebody that I'm looking to for a moral compass or a role model. And, you know, some people are going to feel that way. I'm just curious if you're one of those.
No. And the reason for that being is, you know, if the NFL decides whoever they're going to do, you know, you take that with a grain of salt because the NFL is questionable within itself. I find it hilarious that they're sitting in judgment of people because Roger Goodell, you know, he has some baggage himself. So, you know, keep your own house first. But as far as the moral compass, the moral compass thing going, people are going to find a way to not like you irregardless. Deshaun could come out of this squeaky clean, and he's still never going to be free of it. He made some bad choices and some immature decisions because he was young. That's what young people do. They make mistakes, but we don't crucify them for the rest of their lives. And the fact that you can indict a ham sandwich in nowadays criminal justice system, and they couldn't find anything through all the courts he's been through so far to indict him, leave this man alone. You know, he's made his mistakes. He's owning up to his mistakes. Whatever the punishments are going to be, he's going to accept that. But we don't throw people away. Give him another chance to show that he can be, you know, a decent and savable and salvageable human being.
Denise, Dustin and I just looked at each other, and Dustin said, man, she crushed that. I mean,
I'm like, Denise is all over this. I mean, she's listened to all the interviews and read the documents.
And I thank you guys for this week because I had a chance to listen to both lawyers. I had never heard them both before. And when I listen to Deshaun Watson's lawyer, if I ever get arrested, please, please, please call that lawyer for me.
I'm with you, Denise. I want him representing me in any case.
Listen, he had the X's, the O's, and the Y's. He was great. And he actually turned the tables for me. He actually really did. Because before that, I was kind of on the fence. But he let me know why they weren't speaking, what their case was, what the punishments could possibly be. I'm telling you, if I'm on death row, you guys call this guy.
Denise, I'm writing it down right now. But I hope you don't end up on death row.
I won't. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Denise.
Great call. And again, I think this range of opinions and range of emotion and is great. Not everybody has to have the same feeling on this, but I just, over the last few days, and even just doing my shows at night, I've encountered some that are like, well, am I a bad person for saying that I'm rooting for the Browns because, and I'm rooting for Deshaun Watson because, you know, I'm just a football fan? I think that answer should be no, but some people might disagree. And I think it's probably going to come up a lot this weekend with, you know, different gatherings and whatnot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.